She did. I felt a whack. Turn on the recorder. And so, so as we've gone to prayer and we've asked God's blessing on this, we've been talking about don't be deceived. And as I was thinking about the power of deception that we're in right now, we're seeing so many things. And the influence of the computer age, right? And the things that you see, they're not real, and they're definitely not truth, right? So when I was praying about that this week, and I was thinking about what keeps us from being deceived, what's the truth, right? And so I looked up. I love those word searches, amen?
Yeah.
You get into a word search, and you start digging it up. Yeah. I found out from Pure Pure Bible, right, that there's over 250 times that truth is used, just truth, T-R-U-T-H, right? And so went and I read all of those this week, you know, and not just because they only give you like the verse. So then you got to read like a few above and a few below. So I've been into that and understanding, trying to wrap my mind around what is truth. And because that's the only thing that's going to set us free from the fear. That's the only thing that's going to give us the faith to lay our grandchildren before the throne of God. Because when we look at it with our physical eyes, it looks like a chocolate mess. But when we look at it through God's eyes, he brings into this storm a great peace, a great calm, that I've got this under control.
Yeah.
Now, do you believe that? When you see the effects of the whirlwind, when you see the effects of the people and lives and things that are going on, to have faith that God is absolutely in control.
You know, it's funny when Pilate asked, what is truth?
Amen.
He was looking at.
Yeah.
Right.
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 Yes.
I am the way, the truth,
and the life. Right. Yeah. And and in that, that's John 18:38. We'll start this. Do not be deceived. John 8:32 in the chapter verses around that, Jesus says this interesting little quote in 8:32, says, the truth will set you free. Do you feel the need for freedom? I'm not talking about the liberties of America, right? I'm talking about real, true freedom in the mind. Regardless of what you see, they started the Olympics this week with the horrible, disgusting, ungodly representation of, well, actually, it was a very real, I'm sorry, what I said was wrong. It wasn't horrible and ungodly to the world. To the world, it showed exactly what they are.
Yeah.
The Olympics is the world's event, all right? And so they unveiled themselves as perversions of truth.
Yeah.
And so they just exposed to themselves,
yeah,
to the whole world,
yeah,
to and who they're fighting against. They're fighting against the truth. They're fighting against the way. They're fighting against life. Right?
The only encouraging thing is we're further along on the timeline.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Right? Because we know that there is a prophetic timeline. And these things, like Jesus said, I must go to the cross. I must be betrayed by men that the scriptures might be fulfilled. All of these things that we're seeing, really and truly, if you look at the fullness of prophecy and the way things work out, we are exactly where God wants us to be.
Right.
At this point, at this time.
And they do this globally.
You know, yes.
Like the Olympics,
yeah,
you know, big events. They will blaspheme Jesus Christ. They will do this with Muhammad or Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
This is their opportunity to blaspheme Christ right in front of the whole world.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's a mimic of the Last Supper.
Yeah.
Drag queens.
Yeah.
And you're like, why would you do this for a sporting event?
Right.
This is a religious blasphemy of Jesus Christ. They hate him.
Yeah. And and don't expect them not to hate them.
Right.
That's just who they are. That is who they are. We can't change their heart, their mind. We can't change the folks that are supporting that thing.
All the, can't change prophecy.
We can't change prophecy, my sister.
I read, we have a diversity of friends.
Yeah.
And one of the people that was on my Facebook feed put this whole lie about an explanation of what that was, other than what it really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand how somebody that has grown up in a Christian home or educated in a Christian school can turn their mind so blinded to the truth.
Well, those are the ones that are going to fall away.
Well,
these people have already fallen away as far as I can see.
Right.
Right. And do you know the key reason? Because they love not the truth.
That's right.
God gave them over to a debased mind, right? Because these things that they're believing are so far out of reality.
That's right.
And they're believing it. You got something, Alan?
Yeah, I'm seeing it as we're starting to go to the comparison of when Christ was put on the cross, the disciples dispersed.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the Christians are sitting here,
and
the people are going, how does a loving God allow this to happen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If God is real, how does he allow this to happen?
Yeah.
And people are coming.
So this portion in Scripture that we're going to look at, right, start with John chapter 8 and verse 31. Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, all right, which Jews? The ones that believed on him. Right, the ones who already had a seed of faith. This is 8:31. If you continue in my word, the action word there is continue, and the I guess it could be if also.
I've got an if underlined.
Yeah, if you continue in my word.
Yeah.
Right. So, how many times do we see promises of God like you'll be my disciples, but that word if is in there? How many of the so-called modern translations take that word if out? So it's not, it says you continue in my word, you'll be my disciples, which is a true statement. But Jesus puts here, there's a chance that you might not.
Right.
All right? There's a chance that you might be one of those folks that Nancy was talking about that once knew God and had faith, all of a sudden have, and I'm not saying that they don't have, all I'm saying is what I heard, right? Well, we're only observing what we saw, right? So, so when I say this, I've used this analogy a lot. When you drive by a large pasture, a field, and you see a bunch of bovines out there that are black and white or maybe beige and they have udders, there's no problem in calling them cows, right? Because that's what it is, all right? By observation, I can tell that that's not a donkey. That's not a cat, that's not a goat, that's a cow. So, as we're going to be looking at these things that we're seeing, the deception that we're seeing, if we don't have our mind continuing in my word, not Curtis's word, but Jesus said this, my word, which is the King James Bible, the only Bible there is. Other folks call themselves a Bible, ESV, they call it a Bible. The New King James, they call it a Bible. You name the alphabet soup, they call it Bible. But it's not the Bible.
Right.
It's a transliteration or a man's interpretation of what he might think the Word of God says.
And that's a promise.
Amen. Yes.
So this only goes for as long as you continue in my word. So if you walk away,
yes,
that promise is no longer on you.
It is contractual. All right. If you the supper is prepared, it's on the table, and if you don't come eat it, that's on you. It's there. You can have it. If you don't want to have it, you ain't got to have it.
Right.
You want the word of God, you need to continue at the table of the Lord.
31 and 32 clearly say that the word and truth.
Yes.
So Jesus is the truth. The word is truth. He says, if you continue in me, the word, the truth, right?
Yeah.
And then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make, not set.
Yeah, make you free.
And makes you free. That's from the inside out. Somebody setting free has got a trap on you and letting you go.
Yeah.
But this is converting somebody. It's making you free from the inside. You know, like you said earlier, so I guarantee if you look at this verse in other versions, I bet you it says set.
Yeah.
Because we all kind of know it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what he said. And there's a difference between setting something free and
yes.
making you free.
Right. So you've not just been set free. Jesus set the world free
right.
at the cross.
Right.
He died for the sin, the snare of the whole world. Right then, right there. When he rose on the third day, it was the seal
yeah.
that you have been set
yep.
free.
That's right.
Now, if you don't continue in the Word of God, which is the truth of God, then you will not be his disciple and you will not be set free. Because you don't continue in the word, God sends a strong delusion. Romans chapter 1. Because they knew of God, they did not believe him as God, and God gave them over to a debased mind to do
right.
the things that they're doing right now around the world.
That's right.
Those kings in Chronicles did fine.
Yes.
While they did what they were supposed
right.
to do.
Amen.
Right.
But at
right.
the end, they didn't endure to the end.
Right.
Making you free is an inward conversion.
Yes.
It's a repentance, right? It's being born again.
Mm-hmm.
It's making you into something you weren't.
Right.
Right?
Transformation, conformation.
Right.
My wife says it this way a lot, and I love her because she's so much smarter than all of you guys. No.
I'll admit.
Yeah, smarter than me for sure, all right? And something that she started saying a long time ago as our walk in Christ began. Anytime you do anything outside of the directions that are
yeah.
in the Word of God, it is a mess.
Yeah.
It may start out okay because of God's mercy and grace. You might be able to walk for a little while in it, but I tell you, you stay in that long enough, it will bring you to places you did not even believe that you were able to go.
Right.
I think of these people going to the secular colleges. Well, colleges in general, because I don't think there are that are not secular.
Not really
right.
a safe haven.
Yeah. I saw pictures on YouTube because we got a granddaughter going to college, and I was looking at some stuff. And before and after, these sweet young people,
yeah.
clean-faced, hair pulled back, looking very normal, and then they step over into this other side, and in 4 years... they got piercings and
yeah.
ball bearings stuck in their forehead and their teeth all gargoyled out and half-shaved heads and tattoos up to their neck. And that just happened in 4 years. You raised your daughter since she was a child all the way up until the time she went to college. And in 4 short years, she turns into this thing that doesn't even look human anymore. Because they did not love the truth. God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are inconvenient.
When our daughter started going to MCC, the first thing she said when she got in the car after she'd been to her first class was, every single professor has one of those tattoos that covers her whole
yes,
arm.
Sleeve tattoos, yeah. Right? And
not everyone.
Yeah, but
a lot of them,
yeah. It is a thing that stuck out. It wasn't their intellect. It wasn't their...
It wasn't even just the kids.
Yeah.
It was professors.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, those kids don't turn that way on their own. They've got to be taught to go that route. They've got to be taught that there is no God, especially if they were raised in a house that there is a God.
Right.
Right? They were raised right. And so so they gave into the deception. Peter says it like this... A dog always returns to his vomit, and a sow always to the mire. The nature of human beings without Christ always reverts back to the most animal instinct that they have. And it's just the nature of things. I wish it was some other different way. But you go back to your old nature, from where you came. You were an enemy of God, and then God saved you. He set you free. And he who made free is free indeed.
That's
amen.
Right. Yep.
He made you free. He took those shackles off of you.
Yeah.
Right? And you were able to bask in his light, in his love, dance underneath the guardianship of God for a while. But quick as you take your eyes off of the Word of God, quick as you take your eyes off of the truth of God and start looking at other things, then you start going those ways. There is very magnetic.
Or if you give voice to them, if you listen to them.
Yes, thank you.
If you let them talk to you.
I guess that's
you
the
are
right word.
Opening
yeah.
yourself up.
That's the right way to say it. Because you can see things and you say, that's not true.
Right.
All right, that's not truth. I'm not going to believe that. God help me with that. And then you have the power to stand. That's where that whole Ephesians 6 that we'll get into probably in about 5 weeks. Ephesians 6, right, that comes in the armor of God and the truth, which is the very first part of the armor of God is the belt of truth, right? Or after stand, after you've done all you stand ye therefore, it says stand like three times in a row there. So you got to make a firm foundation that you cannot be, will not be moved, because this is truth. When Peter answered Jesus after the other disciples walked away, he said, where else can we go? You have the words of truth. And so there's no other place that you can go. There you go. On guard. that you can go, that will give you the absolute rest you can find in truth. Because it is an absolute rest. When you know the truth, you are free from all deception.
I don't have to go along with the lust of the eyes, no. The lust of the flesh, pride of life. I don't have to live in their world. I don't have to drink what they drink, use the language they use, tattoos that they tattoo, pierce what they pierce. I'm free from that.
Right.
I've been set free from that.
Well, even our language changes.
Right.
Our heart's desire changes. I'm set free from wanting to watch all Sunday long a sporting event, right? I'm set free from all Sunday long wanting to watch John Wayne, because that's what I used to do on Sundays. Man, that was my Western day. It was different than the Monday Western day, because that was Clint Eastwood, which, you know, it's close to Western. It's spaghetti Western. Anyhow. or Roy Rogers. Boy, those were... Anyhow, stop it. Stop chasing that goat. And so... this very first part talk about the true descendants of Jesus. If ye contender, or the true descendants of Christ, the true faith, those Jews that believed, he said, now that you believe, now you must continue.
Yeah.
If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed.
So they believed, and he's warning them they might not further believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you continue, you're in.
Yeah.
If you don't continue,
you're not.
The opposite. This is simplicity.
How fast does a lie take hold in your ear?
Right.
Right. If you're not continuing in the truth, if I'm not holding on to Jesus Christ, the cross of God, with both hands and believing on this more than anything else, I'll believe that cut in Trump's ear was a piece of broken glass.
Right.
And there really wasn't a shooter.
Right.
You know, I would believe that. Why? Because it's that Kalama.
Christopher Wager saying, well, we're not really sure if he got hit with a bullet.
And that's the most recent deception. The other one that just came out, this thing about the Olympics.
Yeah.
Right? These opening ceremonies that were straight out of the pit of hell. Just really nasty.
NBC covered them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to figure you can't have a lot of viewership. You'll get some. You'll get that group. But most people are not going to want turn on to watch
this. I'm not going to watch one game. I don't want to see any of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
They said it's the lowest ratings ever.
And
I
used to really enjoy the Olympics, right? Especially the summer games, man.
Yeah.
Summer track and field and the javelin.
American
and
flag.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, Americans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you guys see the Jewish group there that were not allowed to wear the yellow ribbons?
Yeah.
But what they did in the swimming pool?
No.
What did they spell?
They spelled out, set them free.
Bring them home.
Oh, wow.
Lined up in the pool that said, bring them home.
Really?
Wow.
It's pretty...
That's pretty cool.
An aerial view.
Like Curtis said, I mean, even before that blasphemy, my nephew said, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
Another, propaganda for pride, transgenderism, New World Order.
Well, another propaganda for the deception.
That's right.
It's another holding on to the lie.
Yeah.
And here's a truth that nobody, that very few people are willing to accept nowadays. There are two genders.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Only two. All right? And they'll try to well, we're not talking about sex. We're talking about gender.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gender's how you feel. No. Look up gender.
That's right.
All right? Follow the science, people.
Yeah.
All right? There's only two.
There's always only been two.
There's,
this is something new
yes.
that you're trying
yeah.
to change.
Always
this
two
is,
choices.
That's
right.
Right.
Wrong.
That's right.
Amen.
God
oh.
and Satan.
Yes.
Right.
Light and darkness.
Yep.
No
you know? And you'll either love the light or you'll hate the light.
Yep.
You'll hate the light because your deeds are evil.
Yeah.
Jesus said in John chapter 3, right? We're going through that on Wednesday nights. And but that's been several months ago that we started
like,
that.
Like
but,
Doug
yeah.
said, only two choices.
Yeah.
Truth and lies.
And lies.
Yeah, truth. This sets you free from the lies they're
yes.
telling you.
And if you don't have this as a bedrock in your life, and I'm patting on my Bible here, if you don't have God's word as the bedrock in your life, nothing is going to be stable in your life. We will believe the lie because it's our nature to believe the lie, right? It's just, if it feels good, do it. Well, I got news for you, brother. If it feels good, unless it's glorifying God, don't do it.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, smoking stuff, it feels good, but it's death. Sin is pleasurable for a season, but it brings death. So the lie tells you that it just feels good. If you can't have the one you love, then love the one you're with.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Which started, didn't start it, it extenuated
right.
sexual immorality in America. If you can't.
Promiscuity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just love anybody.
The lies feed your flesh. And the truth feeds your soul.
Here's a lie that you can find joy outside of Christ.
Right.
You can find joy without the fruit of the Spirit. That's a lie. All right? But people believe that long as I love something, lust something, it will make me happy. Well, I don't think God really tells you that you can be happy,
right.
you know, because that's an emotion.
That's not joy.
That's amen. Happy and joy are not the same thing. The truth is you can have
real
joy.
Solemn enjoy.
Yes.
Very solemn enjoy.
Yes. Yes, you can. Joy is a good thing to have. Peace. Right?
You feel it here.
Yeah. You know, truth gives you peace.
Yes.
Because it brings you away from deception. And all these scriptures are up here, right? And we'll get to them as the Lord allows us to. What is truth? This thing that Pontius Pilate asked in John chapter 18 and 38. And as you know, Jesus is standing before him on the day of his crucifixion. And Pontius is saying, listen, I can set you free. I got the power to do that. Jesus said, you ain't got no power over me, but the Lord give it to you. You ain't got that power.
He didn't even ask the question right.
Thank you.
He said, who is truth?
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Right. And again, most Christians ask, what is truth? We forget that truth is a person, not a concept. A lot of people think of truth as a concept.
Right.
It's the lack of guile. It's the lack of falsity. That's truth. I swear to tell the truth and nothing
and
but
the truth.
In
those circles, truth is relative.
Well, he
yeah.
actually gives Pilate the answer
yep.
in
Come
verse
on.
37.
Yeah, he does.
Or 38,
yeah.
says, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, say, thou sayest
say
that it. I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth.
Right.
And everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
Yeah.
So he's telling them, like you said, who is truth? I am. I hold the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Pilate says, what? Well, I'll get this. What is truth?
Yeah.
And Jesus told them, I'm the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Not listening.
No. Well, actually, he's listening with closed ears. Right, he's listening with his heart hardened up. His concept of truth was not the reality of truth. The reality of truth is that the Word of God was standing right before him In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Word was standing right before Pilate. And he didn't say, who are you? He said, are you a king? And he says, well, who told you to ask that, right? You know,
right.
I am a king, but this is not my kingdom.
Pilate's interesting.
I read
some historical, I don't know if you ever caught any historical facts about him.
Uh-huh.
After this event, within the year, he had left the governorship and went and farmed the land in Italy.
Mm-hmm. His wife went through some really horrible things.
Yeah.
But his wife warned him, have nothing to do with this innocent man.
Just man.
That was the word, just man. So, not to be deceived means you have got to be of that person that Jesus called the wise man that dug down to the foundation, right? That dug down to where truth really is. Truth, not the concept of truth, but the reality in truth is a faith in Jesus Christ, in the very written word of God. God said it, that settles it. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not, God said it, that these things must come to pass, all right? When he says must come to pass, what does that mean?
It's going
to happen. It's got to happen. It's got to happen this way. There's got to be a mass falling away. And I can't wait. I'm going to look up that sermon that you talked about and listen to that this week.
As I was listening to it, I kept saying, I wonder how long I'm going to stay on this.
Yeah.
And I got all the way to the end.
Right.
And I didn't have any. Now, maybe you can find something to be. But I didn't find anything
things
that I only hear here.
Well, it's funny because the John Rich interview, I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, how
me
long
too. I watch it?
Right?
How much
longer before the shoe falls off?
I started with him, and I'm with you because I watched the video first, which of the angel, that's a big buff angel, and Satan is a guy riding a black horse. And I said, But then when I got the video off and I listened to the song, the video stinks. I mean, it's just not biblical, in my personal opinion.
Well, there is
but
a
the
war
song,
between Michael
and
Satan
mm-hmm.
in the heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And Satan is cast out. And I think
but there's not a country and western.
Good job of depicting it, but the song itself, I thought, why is Tom promoting this so much? I listened to the interview, then I got it.
And so, and you're not going to have a country and western singer in between the two, you know. And don't get me wrong, but I believe what he was teaching, what he was sharing with Carlson, is what the Bible says.
It's been revealed to him.
It's been revealed.
I
mean,
he's listening and God's talking.
Yeah. Yes, right. And then God gave him this. I believe God gave him the song.
And I think, like you said too, I think if you watch the video, it sounds like the battles between Satan and the devil, but. That does take place, but the song Revelation is get ready for the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like you said, it's actually very accurate if you tie, and I think if those of us that could tie the words to the videos, this does make sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and he's worried about those that are going to take the mark.
And
because of their dispensational.
Well, you talked about it a little while ago. Up until our generation, I'm not saying that this is it, so please do not get me wrong as I say this. Because there's been a lot of people that said, this is it. This is the moment that we've been waiting for. I've been looking at the technological advances and the readiness of the world to accept certain things. Okay?
Right.
I believe that there is a cashless society where you don't even have to take out your credit card. All right? And if you don't have this way of spending AI currency, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade in this world economy. And those who don't have that mark are going to be marked as the outsiders.
Well, everything they're doing is driving us to the beast kingdom.
Yes.
No matter what, we're headed in that direction.
Right.
There's no stopping it.
So be not deceived.
That's right.
All right? These times are not coming. They're at the horde is at the gate.
Right.
Right? It's right here.
So can I just read this real quick? So, I mean, to me, it did make sense because Revelation 12:7 says that there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels prevailed not. Neither was there place found for them anymore in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, the old serpent, the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world, and was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So he's actually biblically correct, you know, because we always view the war with Christ and the devil. But the
right.
Christ slaughters Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? The devil's cast to the earth. And because of the, I think it was hard for John Rich to depict this in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's doing it, and he's in the middle of it, knowing that there's a war that's taking place. But after that, there's going to be the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Well, again, with this whole concept that we're talking about right now, Ephesians chapter 6, right down here, we're just going to skip over some of these. We'll come back to them. We'll do this Ephesians chapter 6 again. It's the
can
armor
I just
of God.
Say
yes, please.
About, the mark and no man can buy or sell.
Uh-huh.
There are a couple promises that God says. My God,
thank you.
Supply all your needs.
Are you, amen.
Glory. And he promised me raiment and food.
It's
yes.
Right. Neither of those have ends to them.
Right.
They don't
mm-hmm.
say until.
Right.
They don't have ends. So
yeah.
You got to rely on God. Say, you promised.
That's
yeah.
Right.
You know, I don't know. And the reason they called it manna, they didn't know what it was.
Right.
Right? And
yeah.
The fact the word, I believe, translated means, what is this?
Well, and in one of the churches in Revelation 2 and 3 says, I will keep thee from the
hour of
temptation.
Yeah.
I can only think of one event that is.
Yeah.
And I promised, like we've said before, Mark 13, 11 and Luke 21, that he says he is God. Don't worry about
don't
what
worry.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I've got you.
Yes.
And yet I'm told, I will keep you from the hour of temptation. Well, I can only think of one event that is an hour of temptation. That's take the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm going to keep you.
Because that has eternal consequences.
That's right.
Right.
There is no going back.
There's
you don't
none.
Repent of that.
No.
Five times, not death, five times he says in Revelation, if you take the mark, you will die, you will
yep.
worship the devil, and you will burn in hell.
Right.
It doesn't say, well, God looks on the inside, not the outside.
Yeah.
No, I
well,
you've lost faith.
That's right.
Remember, that mark is on the inside, not the outside.
That's right.
So,
exactly.
So you're right.
Right,
yeah. God does look on the inside. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, and that also kills once saved, always saved.
It really does.
Yeah.
But and the other thing that I'm noticing
mm-hmm.
is everything that they're doing here, the only thing I can put to my mind is if you've ever watched a bailer work, there's
uh-huh.
an arm that punches in and punches
yeah.
out.
Uh-huh.
And this is what they're doing. 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, some manufacturing company in Wisconsin said, if you don't get the chip in your hand or your forehead, you're fired. You got to
yeah.
find a new job. Okay. Well, that was headline news. The mark is here, whatever. And now you hear nothing of it.
Right.
Another, I don't know, couple of months, you might hear somebody else. And they go, oh, yeah, well, that's old news.
Yeah.
You know? Now it's becomes regular to common to
yeah.
to the, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the Christians go, well, yeah, listen, that's been around forever. That's
well, there
okay.
won't be instant judgment. If there was, that would keep people from doing
right.
it.
Right, amen.
But I took the mark and I'm stopped.
I'm fine,
eating
yeah.
and everything's
well,
good.
Think about the folks who took the jab.
Yeah.
Right? I took the jab, no problem with me,
yeah.
man. I'm healthy as a horse.
Yeah.
Not saying about all of the cancer that you might be facing later
yeah.
on, but, I mean, right now, I took it. I'm okay.
Actually, when they really say, like, they post it all over social media, those are the ones that are dying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sudden death.
The ones who proclaim that they're safe.
Yeah.
Now, 3 years down the line, sudden death is happening to them. You know,
well, they actually gave it a name. SADS.
SADS, yeah.
SIDS was
mm-hmm.
for children, but now SADS is sudden adult death.
Yeah.
And like you said, the DeMar Hamlin, there's plenty of premier
mm-hmm.
athletes that were dropping dead.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Well, the vaccine happened.
Right. That's
they
the
eating bad. They weren't.
Right. They were in top physical shape,
yeah.
you know. So it tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All right? So where's the fight at? You talked about it. before the fight comes down to this plane, there's a war in heaven. A war that we cannot see, but we can definitely take part in. That's where he gets into the rest of the armor of God. It's our part. And the first part of that armor of God is girding yourself with truth. We got to understand what truth is, who truth is, where to find truth, right? Because there's a lot of things that people say are true, but they're not true because they don't line up with the Word of God. They believe it when folks say that there are 57,000 genders. They believe it.
Well, and Curtis, even farther, some things they say sound biblical.
Yes, they right? do.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, Trump, there's an image of Trump with six fingers.
Yeah.
So it sounds biblical,
yeah.
But it's not true.
And they even got a picture.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
You know what I mean? So this sounds like, you know, it could be prophecy
right.
out of the Bible, but it's not true.
Right. Oh, I even put this out there a while back, you know, that Trump might be the Antichrist. I said that, you know, I'm wrong about it because he's not a Jew. He's not from the Levant, right.
right?
He's not from that part of the world. He's an Irish of descent.
Right.
And so every time something weird happens to him, I say, wow, he got shot in the right side of the ear.
Right.
But his eye wasn't put out
right.
and his arm wasn't made worthless,
yeah.
right? Dead, right? So
Almost.
Oh, thank
and that's
you.
A fake.
Yes.
Almost
is a fake.
Yeah.
Yes.
God's not going to get this wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
There will be one coming.
Yeah.
One of the seven heads of the
yeah.
dragon that will be wounded unto death.
Yeah.
Revelation tells you that. Daniel tells you that.
Yeah.
Zechariah tells you that.
Zechariah is huge on there. With the
yeah.
right arm.
With the right arm. That's where that comes
like
from.
Like we were saying last week, too. They said the same thing about Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
666, Ronald
mm-hmm.
Wilson Reagan. Oh, he received a deadly wound. He didn't get it in the eye.
Right. Amen. Yeah. And so all of those things, right, all of those things are all deceptions. But they're really
right.
close. They have a similitude
right.
of truth. They just kind of look that way.
It's off of here.
Yeah.
So you'll chase it.
Yeah,
right.
So you'll chase it.
A lot of people
yes.
go chasing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus said in the last day, they'll say the Christ is here. The Savior's here. The Savior's there.
Yeah.
The Messiah, Christ, Messiah, Savior, right? The same. It's the same word.
Yep.
Three different translations of the word. In Hebrew, it would be called Messiah. In Greek, it would be called Christ. In America, it would
right.
be called Savior.
Yep.
Right? So the same word, three different ways. And he's saying, when they say the Savior's over here, the Savior's Trump, how many people have heard, I have heard that personally,
oh, yeah.
that Trump's going to
yeah.
save America.
Yeah.
No, he is not.
No.
Kamala's going to save America.
Right.
No, she is not. All right? There's only one way that America gets saved. That's if the Church of Jesus Christ repents.
That's right.
I don't see that happening any time soon.
Well, and there's really, you know, a lot of people get this wrong. There was really one theocracy in
yeah.
this world, Israel and God.
Yeah.
America was founded, but it was not a theocracy.
Thank
you. It was
you.
Founded on moral, biblical principles.
Yes.
But in it, you had flaws.
Yes.
Because man is flawed.
Well, even in the commandments that God gave to Moses,
right.
there were the command was perfect and good.
That's right.
But because of man being involved in the law, that caused flaws.
That's right.
Right? The law was never able to save. You know, if you wanted salvation, you had to what? Starts with B and ends in
believe.
Believe.
Okay.
Amen.
Behind.
Right? You had to have, you must, Abraham believed God and it was counted
right.
as righteousness. Moses believed, go ahead, Kevin.
Talking about deception to the spiritually minded, we were saying how, like, with Trump and the six fingers and the
yeah,
Satan comes after us with a counterfeit.
Yes.
Yes,
it's not deception, straight up deception.
Right,
it's close to the thing, and then knowing truth,
yeah,
word of God being
yeah.
the lamp, it's like you've got to hold everything up to the, you know, the counterfeit money. You hold the lamp of truth up to it.
Yeah.
If it can't pass the test, somebody's trying to pass a fake bill.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And like you said, Kev, the obvious is how wicked the left is with perverted Olympic. Even people aren't saying, well, this is sick. So this is the obvious. there's another one that looks like they're on board with us. They're the deceivers.
Yes.
That's the deception.
Well, Jesus said, you won't believe me, but there's one coming in his own name.
Yep.
You'll believe him.
That's right. And
there
how does
is,
he come in?
Amen.
Peacefully.
He comes in peacefully.
Peacefully.
That first rider in the Revelation.
That's right.
Right? On a horse, white horse with the crown, with the bow.
Yeah.
Right? He comes in peacefully, and he's boasting great things.
Yeah.
And Daniel is pictured as one of the 10 horns that are growing up, and then a small horn grows out of him. What's he doing? Boasting great things against the Most High.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that, you know, that's what I say, too. It's like, a lot of people will miss this, too. The world is going to love him.
Yes.
You and me are not. We're going to see through this.
Yeah.
So once you got the Trump thing or any other human, they don't love, half the world hates the guy.
Right, yeah.
He can't be it. And like you said, it doesn't match or any other worldly person where this guy is going to fool all the unbelievers.
Yes. Well, he's going to have such authority, such way of speaking, such a delusion that's given, that delusion's not given by Lucifer. That delusion is granted by God because people didn't love the truth.
That's right.
All right? And this guy's going to be able to rise up, and he's going to say, I tell you what, give me all of the power, all of your nuclear codes. I want them.
That's right.
Because I have the word of peace.
Yeah.
And everybody is going to bow down and hand it over.
Well, and
lock, stock, and barrel.
Jesus tells us, the Bible tells you what you're... He's a beast. And
yes.
So is the false prophet. They're beasts. They're not humans. They're
right.
devils
yes.
that are going to appear on this earth.
Yeah.
Now, maybe, I imagine they would look human-like, but you and me, we're going to know.
Well, Jesus, we talked about this last week. If Satan can appear as an angel
That's
of light,
right. yep.
much more, how much more his ministers,
yes.
right?
Yep.
They will look correct.
They have to do that to be accepted.
Amen. Right.
If you saw him crawling on his belly, you aren't going to go for that.
If you saw him like the world pictures him as this pointed hair with the widow's peak and the pitchfork.
It's
and
not
the
how he's showing up.
No, he's going to show up this...
like the icon.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
the images.
Well, he's going to show... I wouldn't doubt that he looks
right.
like all of these pictures of Jesus
That's
that
right.
we have.
How many times, like, you see, if you talk to somebody, you go, that guy looks like Jesus.
Yeah.
We don't know what Jesus looked
right.
like.
Well, what I do know is every picture I've ever seen of him isn't like him because the scripture says he was not comely that any
right.
man, any man should follow him. He didn't look like the Lord
wonder,
at all.
Is that what is the Antichrist going to look like these images?
Yeah.
Like Jim Caviezel.
Amen. I
right?
believe that he's, in my understanding, and I can be totally wrong, but I think this guy's going to come off, he's going to be smoother than Clinton
yes.
and Obama.
Charisma.
And
charisma.
Oh,
yeah.
It's just going to drip off of him.
That's the second part of deception.
Yeah.
Whatever he's going to say. It's going to be something. Our itching ears
yeah.
and
yes.
our deceptive
yeah.
hearts
yeah.
out of here
are going to say, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, this sounds good.
I want that.
This is the way I pictured
that. Thank you, Doug.
That's you what I, that's
this
the
is
way
the
I
way
pictured.
I pictured it.
Yeah.
This will be the man I can follow because
right.
he hits all of the marks of the lust of my eye,
yep.
the pride of my life, and the lust of my flesh.
That's right.
And he keys into all of those things. But that's the deceiver. That is the dragon. Well, it may not be the dragon, but it's definitely empowered by the dragon.
Those of us that have the Holy Spirit in us, that Holy Spirit's going to tell us
rebel.
This, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We already know, Nancy, that the first one that comes is not him.
Right.
But yet most of our brothers and sisters in Christ believe the first one that is going to show is him. Right? Pre-trib garbage. But we're told that the first one is not him, but the second one that comes in the clouds
is him. Go ahead, Bob.
Isn't he going to be accepting of all things?
Oh, yeah.
He'll be accepting of
ecumenicalism.
Yeah.
And that's what we're
seeing.
So
that should be an alarm to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what the world wants.
That's what the world wants.
Wow, why can't we all get along?
Well,
and
I think
comes back to
the
first king of Israel.
Yeah.
Right? The people said, give us a ruler like the rest of the world has. And Solomon?
Saul.
Well, Saul was the guy, but Solomon was the prophet.
No.
Nathan.
No.
Samuel.
Yeah, I knew it started with S.
Yeah, we were going to get it.
Right. Yeah. And so Samuel, he comes on the scene and he says, "No, you don't want this. God said when you get the king that you want, here's what he's going to do."
Yeah.
But Saul, he stood a head higher above everybody else. He was a good-looking man. He had the square jaw, you know, and then God allowed him to prophesy, to tell truth.
Right.
Right? Yeah. He started prophesying with the prophets.
Is Saul among the prophets?
Prophets, yeah.
But the thing is, that's where a lot of Christians are. They begin okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Yes.
And like the king is following him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that which was right
in their
eyes
own.
Of the Lord,
yeah.
But at the end, they didn't stay with it.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
You got to remember, Saul did something in order for the people to accept him. Because they didn't accept him right off the get-go.
That's
Who
true.
Is this fella?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of the story that something happened to the women. And he cut up a set of oxen and said, "Your city will be like, or you will be like this if you don't show up for war."
He was going to war with the Philistines.
Yeah.
There was one, the Benjamin people, Benjamites, I think, or one of them said that they weren't going to go to war with him. He says, "All right, well, let's have a barbecue."
That's his tribe, too.
That's his tribe, yeah.
Right. He was a Benjamin.
Yeah.
But once they saw that, he was going to help defend Israel.
That plus by fear.
Yeah.
I don't want my livestock to look
but
like that.
But didn't he destroy, he did not destroy the Philistines like
Right,
that.
Like he was supposed
right.
to. And he set himself up as a priest, because the S guy, I'm still won't call him Samuel, I still won't call him Solomon. But anyhow, Samuel, he said, "Go wait for 7 days, and when I come, I'll make the sacrifice."
Right.
7 days came and went. Saul said, "The people are turning away from me."
That's right.
Right? So I will make the sacrifices. Right? And then as he was just finishing the sacrifices, the S guy came back. Saul,
Samuel.
See, once it's in my head, it's like a stain on your tie, man. You can't get it out. So. And so anyhow, he comes in and he says, "What have you done?" He says, "The people made me do it.
Yeah.
The people were turning against me, so I had to do this."
The desire to be worshipped.
There you go.
Right.
Which is
same
a picture.
Thing,
it's the same picture. We always talk about pictures here. It's the same picture of this one rising up.
Yeah.
A head taller than everybody else, speaking great things, but his heart is for his master, which is Lucifer.
That's right.
Don't be deceived. We're going to see some awesome things. All right? In fact, Jesus said there's going to be signs in the heavens and wonders that even if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived, be fooled by this guy.
Yeah.
I like the way he said, "if it were possible."
Yeah, if it were
That's
possible.
That's pretty comforting.
Amen.
Yeah.
So how do you make sure you're elect? Thank you, my brother. Abiding in what? Truth. Jesus Christ. We got to know what truth is, who truth is, how to find truth in the midst of all of the deceptions over all of the worlds. Right? We got to know what truth is. And
you got to settle this is the truth.
Amen.
You can't think it's the truth.
Right.
And not worry about the smaller things.
That's right.
Does it
that's
matter
right.
if the
is
world's
it?
Flat or round? No. It does not matter right now because even if it was round or if it was flat, did it change the position of the cross?
Right.
Right? That's where I come back.
Did God make a big deal of it?
No. I don't see, because if he wanted us to know definitely one way or the other, he would have definitely said the earth is a globe, get over it. Or he said the earth is a plate, get over it.
Right.
You know, it would have been plain.
What it is a chance to distract us.
Yes.
Talk about the wrong thing.
Yes.
There's,
we don't have to talk about God.
Amen.
We can talk about the earth.
Yeah.
We can
argue about it.
If Lucifer can get in and get us divided amongst ourselves, and then we'll be worried about how many angels can dance on the pin of a head when the barbarians are at the gate.
Yeah.
Right? They're coming in to kill us all, but we're worried more instead of one man saying, "Well, this is what God says." This is, and what God says is truth, regardless of what you think about it, whether you believe it, whether you've settled it in your heart or not. God is no respecter of man.
That's right.
He doesn't really care what you think.
You know what I like? He reminds me of that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if I didn't get reminded of it all the time, I'd be tempted to move away.
Amen. Yes.
But I'm looking at it and I'm saying, oh.
Yes. And excited about it, right?
I'm having so much fun in Hosea, but I didn't even really like it before. Because I couldn't figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, I'm reading this, but I'm just reading it.
It opens up.
I'm not stopping to
meditate. How many times have you read Hosea, and now you're seeing something different?
Well, I thought it was, I don't get anything out of this book.
How about Habakkuk? When's the last time you read Habakkuk?
Yeah.
Right? That is a beautiful story. Yeah. Man, what a great thing about love and redemption and God's grace and coming and grabbing a harlot like myself and pulling me back over and over and over again. Right? Those
He's
are the
a rewarder
truths.
Of them that diligently
seek. Amen.
Yeah, it's 15:70 says, if ye abide in me. So
yeah.
Now, that's our responsibility to abide in him. And my words abide in
you.
So he says, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. So you can't. If you have him in you, if you have the Jesus Christ Spirit of Holy Spirit in you, can you fool the Holy Spirit?
No.
No. So you can't be deceived.
Yep.
And he's not going to allow it. But you better be abiding, right?
Well, what it says.
Because that's how you know to listen.
The script that we started out with.
Ignore him.
Yep.
The script that we started out with, if you continue in my word.
Yeah.
This whole conversation is really come out of that. This whole Bible study that we've talked about for the last hour is if you continue in my word. The only thing that's going to stop us from being deceived, because there is a deceiver here, but there is a grand deceiver on the way that's going to be able to do miracles and wonders.
Yep.
We will see some things that will absolutely fool you.
If it was possible, it would fool you.
But we're going to look back at the book and we're going to say, is this
right?
Is this good or bad?
Yeah.
And the deception comes when you don't look back at the book.
Right.
Because you did not love the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll talk. Alan, you had your hand up?
Yeah. 6:15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel
full
of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Amen.
Are we not seeing the fiery darts?
Yeah.
Listen, I got shut down when Lady Gaga started speaking. As I'm here to see the boats, I'm not here to see you.
Yeah.
Click, I shut it off, and I went out and mowed the yard.
Right.
Yesterday I was told about the last
other,
summer.
Yeah.
Okay, last night talking to my brother and sister-in-law, he went, did you see what happened? I said, no. I've got no interest.
Yeah.
Elaine wanted to watch the gymnastics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We waited 6 commercials and it went to something stupid about the what's the water sport there? The waves. Surfing.
Surfing, yeah.
And then went back to commercials again. I go, what?
Yeah.
I don't want to see all this stuff.
Right.
Forget it. I'm going to bed.
And so.
I'm not going to watch 1 minute.
But, I haven't seen nothing.
That's all the fiery darts coming at us.
Yeah, it is. And
that's what's going to protect us, our faith.
Thank you, brother.
That's the shield.
That's right.
That is the shield, right? These deceptions, they're coming in, and it's coming like a flood. The closer we get to that time, the more it's going to be coming. And this deception, if you're not grounded in the truth, if you're not grounded in God's word, it will wipe you over.
Okay.
It will take you out with the tide.
And like you said, you got to stay there.
Yeah, amen.
Continue
amen.
In my word.
And so for that first first verse that we're at, John 8:32, we got through half of that in an hour. We have all of these to go through. And these are just a touch because there's 250 of them. Okay, about truth.
So well, that's exciting.
Amen.
I haven't fought on this.
Yeah, 247 to go. Right? And again, we keep saying it, if we are susceptible to the deception, if we do not maintain truth in our heart, in our lives, maintain, if you continue in my word, right? So many Christians are not continuing in the word of God. Doesn't matter how well you start the race.
That's
amen?
Right. That's right.
I mean, I know, you ever watch those folks, speaking of the Olympics, they're going to have this thing where they run around in circles as hard as they can here in a minute. It's kind of like the Speedway stuff. Ready, set, go! Well, you start out really fast, and you got 5,000 meters to run or whatever it is, and you are a full... You get around that first turn, you're gasping for air, grabbing your leg, and you lose the race. This is a slow, methodical...
It's how you finish.
It's how you finish.
You know,
amen.
It's interesting because it came up yesterday with Ashley,
huh.
And we talked about the years we missed
right.
My daughter, and we both said, you know, don't look back anymore. It's how we finish this thing.
Right.
It's how we finish it.
I've gone over, as you know from being up here, it's easy to do. And if you don't slam on the brakes, we won't stop. And so who wants to close in prayer for the Sunday school? And we'll have a chance to eat and break. And
Father God,
thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for meeting us here. Mm. Thank you for showing us how graceful and merciful you are to your children.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for just the little things you do in our life that just cause us to praise and worship you. Thank you that you are the truth and you have given us the truth. Lord, that we may abide in the truth, that you may hedge around us, that we will not let the deceitfulness and the riches and the darts of the devil deceive us, Lord, that we may abide and continue in your word, which is truth. I thank you for Jesus Christ, which is truth, and how he has revealed himself to us again today. I thank you for meeting us here, teaching us by your Holy Spirit. And I thank you for the miracle
yes,
you've done in my life this week. Thank you. God, may we never forget how loving, kind you are and how you meet the needs of your children. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you guys.